Hi world, thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is equipped. Equipped means to furnish for service or action by appropriate provisioning to dress, array. Another definition of equipped is to make ready, prepare. We all can recall those times growing up when we were getting ready to leave the house and we got in the car to go, and the adult driving would turn around and say this one statement: "Are you sure that you have everything that you need? Because once we leave, we are not coming back." Equipped said so powerful in me. And these are the things that I began to reflect on. The not coming back. Being ready, being prepared. One thing we have to realize as men and women of God, boys and girls, every day that God gives us life, we need to be equipped, ready, prepared for whatever may come our way, and worry about nothing because we're already equipped and ready to face it. Remember David, as a child, he was already prepared and doing what he was purposed to do each and every day. So when it came time for him to face Goliath, although everyone else didn't see that he was equipped, he was, because God was already allowing him to be trained in the everyday of his life. And guess what? He came out victorious. We have to stop wasting life in the about to stage and get ready and be equipped in the purpose that God has called us to. To get equipped in the will of God through the word of God, so that no matter what we face, we will always come out victorious. With Christ, we will never lose. If we stay in the word and the will of God, we'll never lose, we'll be equipped for any and everything that we may face. Hebrews 13 and 21 says this: "May he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you through the power of Jesus Christ every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen." God has already equipped us with everything that we need, but it's up to us to go to our source, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Then we come out victorious, ready, prepared, equipped for all the things of life. Just know that you can face it with Christ. But without him, we're not prepared. And we're staying in the mode of getting ready. And this should hit home. If none of the other part of this message does, this should hit home. Once we leave this side, there is no coming back. Be equipped. Be ready. Repent. Seek God and go forth and live your life in the will of God. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. If you would like to be a subscriber, if I Pray This Is Not The Last Time, be sure to select the subscribe button. Now, before you go today, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Our Father, our Savior, our Keeper, our King, thank you. Thank you for life, Lord God. Thank you for your powerful word, Lord. May we study daily to show ourselves approved, Lord. May we live a righteous life, Lord God. May we fast and pray so that we will know what thine will is for our lives, Lord God. What are the plan and purposes you not only just set up for us, but for these children that you are allowing us to birth into this world, Lord God, so that we are equipped and they are equipped for all that they may face, Lord God. Because we know with you, we can do all things. But apart from you, Lord God, we cannot do anything, Lord. So we thank you for the provisions that you've made, Lord. We thank you for the favor, Lord God. We thank you for the blessing, directions, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, that has been taken forth today. May we apply this word, Lord God, and go forth being victorious in this life, Lord. And if it's anyone out there that does not know you as their personal Savior, Lord God, maybe they open their hearts and let you in, Lord, so that you may be revealed to them, Lord, that they may see you, that they may know you for themselves. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you for helping us, leading and directing us to be equipped. These and many more blessings, Lord, we ask in your darling Son, Jesus' name, Father. Amen.